Organized art. Art often reflects events that happened at the time it was created. Groups of artists who have the same artistic goals, similar styles, and who sometimes work in the same city or region create art movements. How would an art movement after World War I look? It was the first war using machines and new types of weapons. An estimated 8.5 million soldiers and 13 million people died. After the violence of World War I, people in Europe were eager to return to their orderly, everyday lives. This desire was reflected in an artistic movement known as Purism. It was started by two French artists, Amédée aux Enfants and Charles-Édouard Jeanneret, who was also an architect. They published a book, Après le Cubisme, After Cubism, in 1918 to explain the goal of their art. They believed that people would find joy in an organized world and would feel satisfied by helping to create order for society. Purist paintings used geometric shapes and often focused on machinery, vases, and cups. Colors could be bright, but browns and grays were also used. The Purist movement was small and didn't last long. Fernand Léger was the third artist to join the movement. Poet Paul Dermé also worked with Aux Enfants Généraux to publish a review called L'Esprit Nouveau, which means the new spirit. One of the most famous creations of Purism was the Pavillon de l'Esprit Nouveau, Pavilion of the New Spirit, built in 1925 for the International Exposition of Decorative and Industrial Arts in Paris. Généraux, who called himself Le Corbusier when he was working as an architect, designed the building. Although the Purist movement lasted only 7 years, it reflected people's desire to recover from a terrible war and to return to order. It showed the order that artists were able to find in everyday life.